The following is a review of economics principles and is designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by the CFA Institute. It is also covered in the firm and market structures. We begin this topic review with an LOS that asks us to describe the characteristics of perfect competition, monopolistic competition, oligopoly, and pure monopoly. We will differentiate the four types of markets by the following: number of firms and their relative sizes, elasticity of the demand curves they face, ways that they compete with other firms for sales, and ease or difficulty with which firms can enter or exit the market. At one end of the spectrum is perfect competition, in which many firms produce identical products and competition forces them all to sell at the market price. At the other extreme, we have monopoly, where only one firm is producing the product. In between are monopolistic competition, many sellers and differentiated products, and oligopoly, few firms that compete in a variety of ways. Each market structure has its own characteristics and implications for firm strategy, and we will examine each in turn. Perfect competition refers to a market in which many firms produce identical products, barriers to entry into the market are very low, and firms compete for sales only on the basis of price. Firms face perfectly elastic or horizontal demand curves at the price determined in the market, because no firm is large enough to affect the market price. The market for wheat in a region is a good approximation of such a market. Overall, market supply and demand determine the price of wheat. Monopolistic competition differs from perfect competition in that products are not identical. Each firm differentiates its products from those of other firms through some combination of differences in product quality, product features, and marketing. The demand curve faced by each firm is downward sloping. While demand is elastic, it is not perfectly elastic. Prices are not identical because of perceived differences among competing products, and barriers to entry are low. The market for toothpaste is a good example of monopolistic competition. Firms differentiate their products through features and marketing, with claims of more attractiveness, whiter teeth, fresher breath, and even actually cleaning your teeth and preventing decay. If the price of your personal favorite increases, you are not likely to immediately switch to another brand, as under perfect competition. Some customers would switch in response to a 10% increase in price, and some would not. This is why firm demand is downward sloping. The most important characteristic of an oligopoly market is that there are only a few firms competing. In such a market, each firm must consider the actions and responses of other firms in setting price and business strategy. We say that such firms are interdependent. While products are typically good substitutes for each other, they may be either quite similar or differentiated through features, branding, marketing, and quality. Barriers to entry are high, often because economies of scale in production or marketing lead to very large firms. Demand can be more or less elastic than for firms in monopolistic competition. The automobile market is dominated by a few very large firms and can be characterized as an oligopoly. The product and pricing decisions of Toyota certainly affect those of Ford, and vice versa. Automobile makers compete based on price, but also through marketing, product features, and quality, which is often signaled strongly through brand name. The oil industry also has a few dominant firms, but their products are very good substitutes for each other. A monopoly market is characterized by a single seller of a product with no close substitutes. This fact alone means that the firm faces a downward sloping market demand curve and has the power to choose the price at which they sell their product. High barriers to entry protect a monopoly producer from competition. One source of monopoly power is the protection offered by copyrights and patents. Another possible source of monopoly power is control over a resource specifically needed to produce the product. Most frequently, monopoly power is supported by governments. A natural monopoly refers to a situation where the average cost of production is falling over the relevant range of consumer demand. In this case, having two or more producers would result in a significantly higher cost of production and be detrimental to consumers. Examples of natural monopolies include the electric power and distribution business and other public utilities. When privately owned companies are granted such monopoly power, the price they charge is often regulated by government as well. Sometimes market power is the result of network effects or synergies that make it very difficult to compete with a company once it has reached a critical level of market penetration. eBay gained such a large share of the online auction market that their information on buyers and sellers and the number of buyers who visit eBay essentially precluded others from establishing competing businesses. While they may have competition to some degree, their market share is such that they have negatively sloped demand and a good deal of pricing power. Sometimes we refer to such companies as having a moat around them that protects them from competition. It is best to remember, however, that changes in technology and consumer tastes can and usually do reduce market power over time. Polaroid had a monopoly on instant photos for years, but the introduction of digital photography forced the firm into bankruptcy in 2001. To present the complete analysis of each market structure and help candidates better understand the economics of each type, we will cover three of the LOS for this topic review together and slightly out of curriculum order. These three LOS require us to explain relationships between price, marginal revenue, marginal cost, economic profit, and the elasticity of demand under each market structure. Describe and determine the optimal price and output for firms under each market structure, and explain factors affecting long-run equilibrium under each market structure. We begin with perfect competition. Producer firms in perfect competition have no influence over market price. Market supply and demand determine price. The individual firm's demand schedule is perfectly elastic. In a perfectly competitive market, a firm will continue to expand production until marginal revenue equals marginal cost. Marginal revenue is the increase in total revenue from selling one more unit of a good or service. For a price taker, marginal revenue is simply the price, because all additional units are assumed to be sold at the same market price. In pure competition, a firm's marginal revenue curve is identical to its demand curve. All firms maximize economic profit by producing and selling the quantity for which marginal revenue equals marginal cost. For a firm in a perfectly competitive market, this is the same as producing and selling the quantity for which marginal cost equals market price. Economic profit equals total revenues less the opportunity cost of production, which includes the cost of a normal return to all factors of production, including invested capital. In the short run, economic profit is maximized at the quantity for which marginal revenue equals marginal cost. Profit maximization also occurs when total revenue exceeds total cost by the maximum amount. An economic loss occurs on any units for which marginal revenue is less than marginal cost. At any output above the quantity where marginal revenue equals marginal cost, the firm will be generating losses on its marginal production and will maximize profits by reducing output to where marginal revenue equals marginal cost. In a perfectly competitive market, firms will not earn economic profits for any significant period of time. The assumption is that new firms with average and marginal cost curves identical to those of existing firms will enter the industry to earn economic profits, increasing market supply and eventually reducing market price so that it just equals firms' average total cost. In equilibrium, each firm is producing the quantity for which price equals marginal revenue, marginal cost, and average total cost, so that no firm earns economic profits, and each firm is producing the quantity for which average total cost is a minimum, the quantity for which average total cost is equal to marginal cost. Firms will experience economic losses when price is below average total cost. In this case, the firm must decide whether to continue operating. A firm will minimize its losses in the short run by continuing to operate when price is less than average total cost, but greater than average variable cost. As long as the firm is covering its variable costs and some of its fixed costs, its loss will be less than its short-run fixed costs. If price equals average variable costs, the firm is only just covering its variable costs and operating at its shutdown point. If price is less than average variable costs, the firm is not covering its variable costs by continuing to operate, and its losses will be greater than its fixed costs. In this case, the firm will shut down and lay off its workers. This will limit its losses to its fixed costs, such as its building lease and debt payments. If the firm does not believe price will ever exceed average total cost in the future, going out of business is the only way to eliminate fixed costs. The long-run equilibrium output level for perfectly competitive firms is where marginal revenue, marginal cost, and average total cost are equal, which is where average total cost is at a minimum. At this output, economic profit is zero, and only a normal return is realized. Recall that price takers should produce where price equals marginal cost. At any price greater than average variable cost, a firm will continue to operate in the short run. Thus, the short-run supply curve for a firm is its marginal cost curve above the average variable cost curve. The short-run market supply curve is the horizontal sum, adding up the quantities from all firms at each price, of the marginal cost curves for all firms in a given industry. Because firms will supply more units at higher prices, the short-run market supply curve slopes upward to the right. In the short run, an increase in market demand will increase both equilibrium price and quantity, while a decrease in market demand will reduce both equilibrium price and quantity. The change in equilibrium price will change the horizontal demand curve faced by each individual firm and the profit-maximizing output of a firm. For an increase in demand, the short-run effect is that the higher price leads to a greater profit-maximizing output for an individual firm. At the higher output level, a firm will earn an economic profit in the short run. In the long run, some firms will increase their scale of operations in response to the increase in demand, and new firms will likely enter the industry. In response to a decrease in demand, the short-run equilibrium price and quantity will fall, and in the long run, firms will decrease their scale of operations or exit the market. A firm's long-run adjustment to a shift in industry demand and the resulting change in price may be either to alter the size of its plant or leave the market entirely. The marketplace abounds with examples of firms that have increased their plant sizes or added additional production facilities to increase output in response to increasing market demand. Other firms have decreased plant size to reduce economic losses. This strategy is commonly referred to as downsizing. If an industry is characterized by firms earning economic profits, new firms will enter the market. This will cause industry supply to increase, increasing equilibrium output and decreasing equilibrium price. Even though industry output increases, however, individual firms will produce less because as price falls, each individual firm will move down its own supply curve. The end result is that a firm's total revenue and economic profit will decrease. If firms in an industry are experiencing economic losses, some of these firms will exit the market. This will decrease industry supply and increase equilibrium price. Each remaining firm in the industry will move up its individual supply curve and increase production at the higher market price. This will cause total revenues to increase, reducing any economic losses the remaining firms have been experiencing.